In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. How strange it is that we hear these words today, words of praise and of triumph and of victory. Jesus, as he comes into the city of Jerusalem today, is welcomed as a king, as if coming from a victorious battle. We hold palm branches in our hands, which is the ancient sign of victory. The holiest week of the entire year begins with this triumphant entrance of our blessed Lord into Jerusalem. Strangely enough, Jesus, who seems he always opposed, was always opposed to any public manifestation following many of his miracles, and who fled the people whenever they tried to make him their king, he allows himself to be greeted in triumph today as a king. Not until now, when he is about to die, does he submit himself to being publicly acknowledged and acclaimed as the Messiah, the Redeemer, our King, and our Victor. The triumphant entrance of Jesus today seems strange because this week it will end in the death of Christ, a most horrible and shameful and painful death on the cross for our salvation. And yet it is through his passion and the cross that he claims victory over the enemies of sin and death. We anticipate this by the reading of the Passion today. Christ allows himself to be recognized as a king on this Palm Sunday, a king who will reign from not some glorious earthly throne, but from the throne of the cross, and will be crowned not with a crown of jewels, but with a crown of thorns, but it will triumph and conquer by dying on the cross. Our Lord enters into Jerusalem today to suffer and to die. Hence, the palms that we have a very deep and beautiful symbolism. It is not enough for us to walk with Jesus in his triumph when things are going well for us, when life is good, but we must follow Christ in his passion by stirring up in our hearts attitudes of love and devotion, of humility and of self-sacrifice. These palm branches are the sign of victory that we will share with Christ through our faithfulness to him. Holy Mother Church encourages us that whenever we take our palm branches home, to place them behind a crucifix or some holy image to remind us of the victory that Christ has wrought for us. It's certainly easy for us to be followers of Christ when everyone is shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. It's easy to be a follower of Christ then. But it is much more difficult. It is much harder to be a follower of Christ when everyone around us is shouting, Crucify him. As in so many ways, our society is doing. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we begin this holy week, this holiest week of the year, this most sacred time of the entire year, it's important to ask ourselves the question, will this truly be a holy week for us? Or is it going to be just a week that passes by like any other? Is it truly going to be a holy week for us? Brothers and sisters, let us make this truly a holy week, this final push before the celebration of the Easter season. Perhaps we've not gotten yet to the sacrament of confession this Lent. Perhaps we haven't done too well with our Lenten resolutions. Maybe you didn't make it to Stations of the Cross at all this Lent. But there is still time left for us, brothers and sisters, to make something good of this Lent. Take some time this week, either in the privacy of your own home or better yet, in your parish church, to come and to make a private Stations of the Cross at any point this week. If you've not yet made it to confession, make time to do so this week, to be intentional about it. And if you haven't stuck to those Lenten resolutions that you've made, stick to them this week. Make time to come to the Triduum celebrations of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil. As Bishop Rice has said in his mirror column, and as I mentioned last week, allow Holy Week to be disruptive to your schedule as we embrace the holiness of this week in which we celebrate our salvation. Our Lord is going to use whatever we offer to him with a humble and contrite heart. And so let us make this truly a holy week for ourselves, holy because Christ has made it so. Let us follow our Lord and our Savior, our King, all the way to the foot of the cross, because we know that it does not end there. We know that it ends in the glorious resurrection, his rising from the dead, which we celebrate with great joy in just a few short days. or let us embrace the cross and keep our eyes fixed upon the goal, namely that of becoming saints, to share one day in the glorious resurrection with Christ forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.